Pasuk says, "Vashem Berach Avram Bakoil." There's a famous Maamar Chazal that explains that this is referring to Mitzvah Sukkah. So the shaila is, why is Lashon Bakoil, what is that connotation of Mitzvah Sukkah? Which adds Mitzvah Sukkah to the bracha of Bakoil. So I once heard a vart from Ibrahim Olshin when I was in the Smerish Kavaya many years ago, and he explained that the Mitzvah Sukkah that we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's symbolic to Klal Yisrael's bitachlin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sukkah is something that we do. We go out to the Sukkah, we go out to the elements, into the wild, and we're b'teach in the Rebbein Yisraelim to be our Magin, Mashiach, to protect us from many things that could be harmful. So that's why Sukkah is symbolic to the... So Sukkah is really symbolic to the Inna B'tacha, that we're B'tach Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now why is that an Inna of a Bracha of Bakoil? So explain with the Mashal that what's an Asher? An Asher is not just somebody who has a lot of money in his pocket, in his wallet, $1,000 in his pocket. That doesn't make somebody an Asher. An Asher is somebody who has a wellspring of wealth coming towards him that he can always use. He has big bank accounts, he has big hedge funds, big real estate properties that are constantly flowing out with money. That's the person who's an usher. Because he has a makar, a constant flow of ashiras. So who had been somebody who was a bitach b'kadosh baruch hu, he has a midas of bitachin, he also has a constant wellspring of the shefa, a bracha, and whether it's in ruchnis, gashmis, whatever he needs, he always has a wellspring of that coming from the Rebbein Shleilam. Semela, that person is considered like he's an usher. He has a bracha bakoil. So going back to Avram Avinu was zayich to mitzvah sukkah. Hashem was made of Avram tamat matan of a mitzvah sukkah. That's why Chazal say Hashem was Berach Avram Bakoil. Now that he had a shefa, a bracha, coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he was Betech Hashem, so he was Zeicha to the bracha Bakoil. He had everything he needed. The mitzvah we're talking about, actually, Ben Yonah classifies it as mitzvah say. He learns that from the pasuk of Kitzetzam Lacham Al Yivecha, when you go out to war against your enemies, where Yisra Sus Varechav Am Rav Nimcha, and you see a nation that's more powerful than you, lo yisir mehem. You're not allowed to be fearful of them, and you have to be p'tech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Ben Yoyna, who's harned with Zeh, we have a tzava over here from Hashem, Shem Yira Adam, ki tzara k'reva, you see a imminent tzara coming, tia shuas Hashem l'vavoy, the salvation of Hashem should be in your heart, v'yiftach alem. And you have to be p'tech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban learns up the pasuk that it's not a tzivoy, rather it's a haftacha. If you b'tech Hashem will save you from eis tzara. But the Ben Yoyah learns out that it's together mitzvah say. It's an obligation. We end this parasha. You know the name is nice with Eliezer, Eved Avram Avinu. He comes to the well. He says, "Hakri lefanei hayayim, v'asa chesed adayni. Let me find a wife for Yitzchak." He makes the simon that if she says hatin akadich, then she's the one who's right for Yitzchak, his wife. And the Gemara in Tainus expounds on this Gemara and says that there are shleisha anashim, there was shalu shleik haigen, the three people that daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu shleik haigen were made certain demands with unexpected outcomes, and there are two of them that were shleik haigen and echa she was shleik haigen. There was Eliezer, Avram, the Shalman Kish, and Yiftach. And the Maisa Eliezer was Zeicha to have a Teshivlek Hagen. He got his Bakasha answered, and he was Zeicha to find that Davin for Yitz for going to the well and demanding that in his tefillah that she, to find the wife of Yitzchak. His Bakasha was answered, and he was successful. So Shmuel Birnbaum, he says, he explains over here the Maisa that Lachar is Bischus Eliezer's full bitachin and Kadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to answer his tefillah and fulfill his needs and help him fulfill his shlichus that he needs to do. Bischus that he was zeicha that he was able to find a wife for Yitzchak. Says a Ramaisa, there's a Maisa with somebody named Yosef Zilna Misalant, the Talmud of Kyager and Chaim Belajner. He went to Yitzchak and he was miyasid the Yeshiva Yitzchayim and the Bikuchel Hospital. And he had a daughter that was getting older and he couldn't find the shidduch for her. They're working over the years, they couldn't find nothing doing. So finally he went to the port where the ships would come and immigrants would arrive in Eretz Yisrael and the Mibachrim come from Europe. So he went there and he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the next one that comes off, that's going to be the one for my daughter. I'm going to approach him and ask him if he wants to be my Yedim. So Ka'achava, the next ship came, the first Bachur that came off the ship, was wearing a white hat and a white suit, and he asked him, what's your name? So he said, my name is Nosson. Got the name exactly. His name is Nosson something. And he asked him, what do you do? He says, well, I do a little business, success business. And so he's like, okay, would you like to be a wife of my husband? You would like to be my Eidim? What do you want? You would like to marry my daughter? So he's like, Fawasnisht. So we took him home, they got married, and Lamaisa in the house of the Zilna Salant, there was Shigal Tishba going on, because they thought this guy is an Amaretz, I'm from New York in a white suit, a white hat, like, what's it going to be? If Zilna has heard the family, don't worry, I'm going to make something out of him, he's going to learn with me, I'll be his Chavrusa, and he'll be okay. Maisa, a little time passed, and there was a big shal that came up in Yishalayim. It's a big mapecha, what to do, is a shal ba'alocha, all the Zikni Yishalayim were handling, going back and forth, nobody come up with an Eitzah. Finally, this Nosson, this young Nosson, perks up and says, whole shtikl Torah, ganze pilpul, how to go about in this difficult situation, bringing raya's from all the shas. The other was mamish on the floor, couldn't believe his ideas and his bikiyas, his amkus. And he ends off in Kach Mekublani. This will also be the Psak Halacha Pi, what has Mekabel from Maizeh the Shagis Aryeh. So you see from this Maiso that if a person does all the shtadlus he needs to do, and then he's Veteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and puts everything in the hands of Hashem, and says that it's the only one can help me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashem will fulfill his needs and take care of whatever needs to be taken care of. And that's Shabbat, like Be'el Yezer. He did his ishtalis for all the Gemalai Adonav, went to the well, and that was his ishtalis, and then after that he put all beyond Hashem, and said, Hashem, it's in your hands, just send me the next one that comes out, that does this Maisa getting water out of the well, that's for Yitzchak. Kachava, he was Betech, and discuss that, he was Zeicha to Yeshua. He got what he needed. There's a Rashi on the next week's parasha, Vayitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu says he waited for a period of 10 years to have children, and then he saw Rivka was in Akar, she wasn't able to have children. So Rashi says after that he was makir that she wasn't right. Then he davened to Hashem that she should have a baby. What was bothering me in this Rashi is that we have Yitzchak Avinu, who's the Abba Tvilo, he's second Tvilo's Mincha. And all of a sudden, after 10 years, all of a sudden he davened. Now he davened. Where was he? Shouldn't he have been davening all these years? Even before he realized that she was in Akara? So the chayr, the teretz of the shayla is that as follows. I want to answer the maisa. Everybody knows the famous maisa when Shlomo Mordechai Bashkin was taken into prison after they raided his facility in Iowa. And he had a sentence for 27 years to be incarcerated for the crimes that they accused him of, and after 9 years of going back and forth through the whole court system trying to fight his way out, he exhausted all options, and there was one way left, one more option to get himself out, and through some appeals court, he did his last attempt, he was denied, and basically his fate was sealed to be in prison for the remaining 27 years of his sentence. Maisa, 2 days later, was Zayis Chanukah, he got his pardon, he got out of jail. So he said, what was his schus to get out all of a sudden, mitamol, at this point, after it was basically game over? So he said that after all these years, he had a way through his own shtalas to get out. He's working, davening, learning, doing what he could do. But he wasn't like fully giving himself to the Yad Hashem. But once he had no more shtalas to do in this world, and Apida Achatev, he couldn't do anything to get himself out, and it was the only one thing he could do. Rely on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and be betech in the Kayach Tefillah, and only in Tefillah, and in who is in Gansin, is betochen in the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And once he gave over himself to Yad Hashem, there's nothing else to do, then that was his chus. Now he knew that it's just Hashem that can help me, and he had a full betochen in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's all be Yad Hashem. That's what gave him the chus that he could get out of jail. L'chor, this was maybe the Pshat of Yitzchak also. After all these years, of course he davened. The whole time he davened. But only afterwards, after past 10 years, and he came to the point that it was mukhach to him that Apidar Chateva Rivka wasn't able to have children. So then he totally gave himself up to the Rabbanu Shalom, and he knew that there's nothing else to fall back on but Hashem, and he elevated himself to a certain darga that he didn't reach before in his kayach atfilah and his kayach bitachim, and then and only then he was able to be zeicha to have his yeshua. The chayra, the midah of sitachim, is not just a klei kibul and a hechatimsav bimakabel shefa of tayy from the Rabbanu Shalom, but it's also it's a way of living. It's a mahus. It's a state of being and living. With every step one has of their life with their Rabbanu Shel Olam. I had a machshava last year when I was aware that I would be mekayim gzeiras galus and going out of town for the tzarich refuah of my son. And I was learning the Gemara in Erevin. And the Gemara in Erevin says nothing beis. Talks about the yoshvei tzrifim. People, you know the halacha when you have it comes to a tchum of the era for Shabbos. You measure the alpayim amo from the perimeter of the city, but when it comes to people who are yeshvei tzrifim, tent dwellers, even if you have many people living in tents around each other, but still everybody's made the shear of chum Shabbos from the entrance of their tent because they don't have a din of a ear. Since they're not kavua, they're vayif and arai, they don't have a din of a ear. A shtat, the other ain is made the shira of Alpayim Amah from their tent. The Gemara Sakasha, how come Klal Yisrael, they were traveling in there with their tent encampments in the Midbar, and they didn't know where they're going, where they're traveling, they stopped here, stopped there, whatever, and they didn't have any kfias, and still, they had a din of a ear, and they measured only from the outside of the camp of Klal Yisrael, the Alpayim Amah. The Gemara answers because it says, Alpi Hashem Yachanu, Valpi Hashem Yiso. Since Klal Yisrael were traveling with the Tzavah of Rabbanu Shel Olam, it's up to Gemara command the Kvile. Therefore, it's as if they had a Kvias. Since they were living in the hands of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, wherever the Rabbanu Shel Olam took them, they were going. That itself gave them a Kvias that they were living with Hashem. They were living like in Hashem's lap. Wherever Hashem took them, they went. And that itself was a Kvias to give them a din that they could be. Have a din like a yirok, din of a kviyos, to be moided a payamama from the end of the Machne Yisrael. So to anybody who's going through whether it could be a medical situation or they didn't know where the next step is always going to be because of parnasa or shidduchim, whatever they're going through in their life, and whatever the next step is, it's not their decision, it's their Rabbanu Shalom decision, and they feel like they're totally in their Rabbanu Shalom's hands. This could be in any place at any time, but that itself has a shame kvius because they're with the Rabbanu Shalom, they're living with the Rabbanu Shalom. Wherever they go, they're being taken by the Rabbanu Shalom's decision. They're going in the Rabbanu Shalom's lap, and the fact that they're living with the Kadosh Baruch Hu wherever He wants them to be, that itself gives it a shame kvius. We have outside a box of Sfarim, Shlomi Press sponsored, Tefer Shmuel for Odin the Light. Everybody can take one volume. Shabbos.
Okay.